All right, here we go. 7:45, Blast in the Morning radio program.
I like this music. This is better than what we
normally tournament
have.
Time.
That's right. One shining moment.
It starts today, noon, right here on CBS. And there you have it, folks.
This is great.
We like the fiddles. We like the Irish music. Joe Smith checks in with us this morning, all the way from Des Moines. Smitty, good morning. How are you? How about that for some introduction music?
Yeah, not bad. I was looking at somewhere else, but that was very clever and very apropos. Morning, Keith. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Smitty.
Smitty has arrived in Des Moines, had his first day on the with boots on the ground yesterday, took us through a practice and a press conference yesterday afternoon on the In the Zone tournament special. We'll have that later for you today at WGCL Radio, so you can go back and relive that. Joe's travel log was priceless yesterday morning. We hope that Wednesday was a little bit more of a mellow day, but a day of basketball since you are now in Des Moines proper. Tell us what you heard, tell us what you saw as we get ready for the 2016 NCAA March Madness. It all kicks off proper today at noon.
Well, away we go on to St. Patty's Day 2016 here in Des Moines. Tip time tonight at 7:10 on CBS as the Hoosiers of Coach Tom look to survive and advance. That's the name of the game now for what is a field of 64 after the last two nights with those play-in games. So we have Chattanooga, the Mocs, very well balanced, as we mentioned yesterday, with their balance, their scoring, and as Coach Tom told us Wednesday at the press conferences at the Wells Fargo Arena, the concern is points are that they really don't put anybody on the court that is not capable of shooting the ball or scoring. Now the Hoosiers have watched a video ever since Sunday night. They now, come up with a commitment to deny the Mocs from getting the ball inside and deny them the ball off the glass. And we talked about how important that was to not surrender a ton of second chance points and points in the paint. And they run the break. We'll see zone. We'll see full court pressure tonight. Something else that we'll see is Robert Johnson, who really looked good yesterday in warm-ups. You know, he's been out of the lineup since the Purdue game back on the 20th of February. But he looked good to me with his cuts, with his shots during workouts at the arena yesterday. Had a smile on his face, which is always good to see as well. So the Hoosiers come in off that last loss, Friday, and what has been wins following losses. As a matter of fact, you know, the loss to the Mocs or the loss to the Maize and Blue of Michigan has all been flushed, and it has all been now concentration on the Mocs as we get this tournament started. Keep in mind, after every one of Indiana's seven losses this year, what has followed? A win. So we put the hype aside and all that goes with it, and it boils down to playing basketball, playing the game, focusing on what you're good at, and doing what needs to be done to win. And that's the intent as we tip it with the Mocs tonight here in Des Moines.
And the good news, Joe, everybody out and practicing. That includes Colin Hartman, Juwan Morgan as well. So it'll be interesting to see what level Johnson can go at, because we know when you run in the pool and do all those exercise and everything else, it's really hard to replicate the game speed that goes on this time of year, because there's not any extended scrimmages for the most part in practice time. So we hope Robert can be a contributor. If not, maybe just some minutes to give Yogi a break. If the Mocs decide to throw the press on here and there, he can always help out with that as well. But it's just nice to have that mentally for a team, which needs, I think, a little mental help as well, Joe. They need things to really go in their direction, and that's going to involve making shots today.
Yeah, it boils down to that glass. You know, we talked about that, and Chattanooga's very good with its perimeter defense, and, you know, Indiana's game is what? Inside out, and it's the same thing we talked about last week, getting ready for Michigan. Nothing changes here with this team. Chattanooga will put on a little bit more pressure, so Indiana will have to, take care of the ball. Hands and feet, you know, Tom talked about that a lot yesterday. Those are going to be key for his ball club today, and you know, that's what happens when you see a lot of pressure. You just gotta get the thing going. And as Yogi was talking to us, the thing about the full court pressure is the fact that, you know, we're going to be facing a team that is definitely one of the longer teams that we have played, you know, this year.
I don't think you're going to see him press that much, Joe, because why would you press Yogi Ferrell? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think it's going to be used a little bit more situationally than it's going to be used. That's suicide. Why would you want to get up and down the court with us and let us get open and get guys open threes in the corners? I think McCall, the coach, is too smart for that. I don't think you'll see as much. I think they're going to man us up in the half court and take their chances there, because if not, there's not going to be any time for them to press. They're going to be down 20 points.
I don't know. The guys seem pretty confident. Those guys did, yesterday. But, it's a new ball game.
I hope. If they do it, that's fine with us. I think Indiana will lap it up, and they'll get open shots. But I think that's the key. The key tonight for the Hoosiers is when Indiana throws a haymaker and they don't knock Tennessee or the Mox. I can't even. What is this team's name?
Chattanooga.
Gee whiz. Don't be UT Chattanooga for 75 years and expect me to get it right one weekend, okay? The Mox, here's the deal. When Indiana throws the haymaker, if this junior and senior laden team doesn't lay down, the Hoosiers just have to keep the path, Joe. They just have to stay on that track, keep the focus, keep moving the basketball, because when they move it, they get such better shots. They get easier shots, and that's the key for me tonight is, do they have the discipline to keep moving it, to keep putting that pressure on? Because one run's not going to knock somebody out this time of year. Everybody's fighting for their life. They're a shining star. That's what the song says, and they're not going to go down easy. So we hope Indiana learns and has that discipline. They saw it against Michigan a little bit. They get up 48-43. They were up 5 points with a couple minutes to go. Like you told me yesterday, this team has to finish off games to be really good.
Yeah, and that was the difference in a long stay and a short stay this time a year ago. And it is finish, it is execute, it is focus. And those really are the A, B's, and C's. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Crowded house as well in Des Moines, Kansas, Kentucky, UConn, all in the building. That's a lot of blue. Plenty of red and white stripes will be there as well. Not a big arena in Des Moines. I don't even want to know what the secondary ticket market is, do I?
No. The secondary ticket market is more than you and I could afford.
Well, that's good to hear. And we hope those tickets go, because that would mean a big, big game on Saturday. They haven't announced the time yet, have they, for the Saturday games?
They have not.
They'll wait to see what the matchups are.
It'll be TBA until Friday.
Here's what I know, though. The team that plays at 7:10 on Thursday night and the team that plays on 9:40 on Thursday night will not come back for a Saturday noon tip-off. I will promise you that. The NCAA will not do that.
No.
Well, you're looking at prime time on Saturday if the Hoosiers and Wildcats move on, and that could be a dandy of a case. If Kentucky takes care of Stony Brook, I think that's all about. We got to watch that. Joe, great job as always. We'll get back at 8:45 and go through the particulars. We'll run through the big players that Indiana has to have perform today, tonight, and throughout the tournament. And we'll take care of the Mox. 7:10 tonight on CBS. Our coverage begins at noon. We have you all day through the final scoreboard that goes triple zeros today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So an exciting day, and we as always appreciate your time.
16 big ones
today,
on the docket,
tomorrow, and then 8 on Saturday and Sunday. And, it's exciting. Yep. I can't wait. Great stuff as always.
Alrighty.
Get another pot of coffee rolling.
Oh, well, I'm not at home, so I don't have my pot. A
Keurig cup at a time, right?
Yeah, a little bitty cup at a time.
All right, hang in there, buddy. We appreciate
your effort. We're sipping, All righty, guys.
All right, thanks, Joe. Joe Smith, live from Des Moines.
You want to go to the national championship? It starts today.
Ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. In all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows.
RJ Hunter for three.
Time is short, the blinking of an eye. That moment's gone.
Let us keep
it. Here we go. 847 at WGCL. One shining moment it is. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
And live from Des Moines, Iowa is Joe Smith live. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Live and ready for action, boys, as we push those brackets along.
And the brackets are filled up and ready to go today as all 64 teams are in. 16 games tomorrow. 16 games today. Yep. 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday, but none bigger than the one you will be courtside for. 7:10 tonight. CBS has the visual coverage, and WGCL Radio has all your tournament games. Joe Smith, the Chattanooga Mocs, 29-5. The Indiana Hoosiers, 25-7. The 5-12 matchup, take it away.
Well, I tell you, the key to the press, and we expect a lot of that out of the Mocs of Chattanooga and Matt McCall tonight, don't be timid, as Yogi Ferrell was telling us Wednesday. The pressers, of course, the Mocs, that's a part of their game, a big part of their game. Matt McCall has done a great job here in his first year. They've won 7 of their last 8, first time at the dance in 7 years, and 29 wins this year, a program record. Yes, this is a 12-5 game, and in the last 2 decades plus, 41% of the 12 seeds have knocked off a number 5 seed. Well, the last time Indiana wore a 5 next to its name in this setting, the NCAA tournament, they reached the 2002 national title game, if you'll recall, under Mike Davis. But we'll see how the road all starts out tonight as the Hoosiers of Coach Tom set out a little past 7 o'clock tonight. No looking beyond what is at hand. Coach Tom, pretty as a matter of fact, when he told us Wednesday, if we don't play an outstanding game, there is no next game for us. And he's certainly correct there. I mean, Coach likes Chattanooga. It's personnel. I mean, there's no big budding superstar on this basketball team, but a team that is well put together. They go about 9 deep. They like to post up. They drive. They have great ball movement. That is solid, and they have a shot blocker in 6'10" junior Justin Toyo. He is a pretty good player and averages about 2.5 blocks a game. But then enter Thomas Bryant. He matches well there height-wise. And, of course, Thomas, if he can stay out of foul trouble, he and Toyo ought to have a battle inside. We'll see how the game is called. The speed to close, defensively. Are the Mocs going to have what it takes to deny Troy Williams his athletic moves to the rack tonight? We'll wait and see. It's all about transition stops, really. Key for both teams, Trey McClain, who will start and play the 3, averages about 12 points and 6 rebounds. He, too, talked about, guarding the 3-point line and rebounding. Well, it's all going to boil down, guys, to who can adjust during the game. That's going to be the key. Until the sweat breaks, you get a better feel. But it's, all very simple. Shots have to fall. Indiana in its game last year, just looking back when we were out of Omaha, hit 11 threes. That was good, but they shot only 40% for the game. They gave up 15 rebounds offensively, and there were 29 made free throws from the Shockers, and they sent Indiana home early, winning by 5. So IU comes into this one off of that last-second loss last week to Michigan in the Big Ten tournament. But as we mentioned earlier, all 7 games following losses have been followed up by a W. That is a win tonight, and a W is key because win, and you'll play Saturday night and advance. And right now, that too is what the name of this game is all about.
And it's great. There'll be, 16 games today. So we'll have some people going home today and tomorrow, Joe, and I don't think you're going to have a quiet anything going on this weekend. Indiana should take care of the Mocs today. That's what Big Ten regular season champions should do. Everybody that thinks the Hoosiers got slighted on their seed, well, go out and prove it and show them, and then go knock out whoever on Saturday. But like you mentioned, this Indiana team, for me, this is my personal opinion, needs to play TV timeout to TV timeout. There's nothing you can do in the last 10 minutes until you get to those last 10 minutes, and there's nothing looking back that's going to help remember. Yelling in the huddle that they're Big Ten champions isn't going to make the shot go in the basket. It needs to be executed, and it needs to be led. And Yogi Ferrell's shoulders need to get a little broader today because, as you mentioned accurately, Joe, there is no more film session after today. There's no more correction, and I like the fact that they haven't lost two in a row on the season. That's also a positive in getting things moving forward, not looking backward. So the Hoosiers have it all in their hands. They're the better team. They're the more talented team. They're the deeper team. And I looked it up yesterday. That big 6'10 kid for the Mox hasn't led his team in rebounding in the last 17 games. So Thomas Bryant, go do some work, big fella. OG, yeah. Troy, everybody has to contribute. As we always talk about, Joe, it doesn't need to be Yogi Ferrell's day. It doesn't need to be Thomas Bryant's day. It needs to be balanced, and that's when Indiana's unstoppable, when you can't pick your poison. When the poison is spread across the three-point arc, when the poison is spread cutting through the lane, getting to the foul line, dunks and transition, it's fun to watch, and we hope we get that version of the Hoosiers tonight. And then we can talk about Saturday tomorrow morning when you join us live the morning after. We hope it's a full box score full of big-time results. We hope it's a box score full of high shooting percentages because then I know you'll have a happy day after St. Patrick's Day and a very happy Friday.
And I'll look, too, in the box of Robert Johnson and the impact. And we all know that, you know, we even talked about it before Michigan, that Johnson being out of the lineup, I mean, would that have prevented the Cameron kid from hitting Chapman hitting that shot? Maybe not, but you know, that took 16 points out. He's back. He looked good. He's been vital both sides of the floor, offensively, defensively. So I'll be interested to watch him tonight in particular because he's been out since February 20th, but he's been so vital to what Indiana likes to do offensively and defensively. It's going to be neat to see where that falls in and how maybe that player as well, Glass, can impact tonight's game.
A little bit of bursts. I think it'd be bursty tonight from Johnson because his sea legs, Joe, game legs take a minute to get underneath you.
And the lung
capacity, too, to sprint, stop is a little different than jogging in the pool or whatever for the rehab. So I think you can use him situationally tonight and get his feet wet and get him ready to go. And his strength should build up as the tournament goes along, which is exciting. Joe, we'll get caught up with you tomorrow morning, live the morning after Hoosier Hoops, 7:45 and 8:45, and let's hope that we don't have a basketball hangover tomorrow, just the regular kind.
We do have a game to play and win tonight. We'll look forward to tomorrow, the morning after.
And I'll have a cold one for you tonight to help you enjoy your St. Patrick's Day from afar.
Bring us that shining moment, Joe.
That's exactly right.
O'Keefe, O'Klein.
Yes.
And he is all ready for some hoops as well. All right, Joe, great stuff as always, and we'll get caught up with you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Joe Smith, live from Des Moines, the morning before Hoosier Hoops.